Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, after months of uncertainty, the biofuels industry finally got some good news. The EPA has been granting exemptions to small refineries so they were not required to blend ethanol with petroleum fuel. A January ruling by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court put a stop to EPA's small refinery exemptions. And then we heard information from the administration that our Justice Department might challenge that court decision. Well, President Trump said this week that the administration would not challenge the circuit court's ruling. Thank you to President Trump for standing up for the ethanol industry. And thank you to Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Joni Ernst for their effort. We're all really suffering enough with this collapse of the oil prices. The coronavirus has frozen the global economy, and our farmers depend on global markets. A month or two ago, we had limited optimism about farm prices and income in the new year. Department of Agriculture projected net farm income to be up 3% to $96.7 billion. And the president's deal with China has started to pay off. They're buying corn and wheat and pork and chicken big time. Still, it's hard to be optimistic. Zippy Duval, American Farm Bureau president, reminded us, I quote, "The stress out there in farm country is really high level," end of quote. Corn and dairy prices have fallen. The milk market can't get any lift. And the collapse of the oil market has hammered the price of ethanol, and that has pulled corn down. Remember, about half of our corn crop is used to produce ethanol. I know that China will need some soybeans, but how much is the question, since African swine fever killed half their hogs? With economies around the world shut down to stop the spread of the coronavirus, how long can we afford to sit around like this? Europe is asking the same question. French President Macron said, and I quote, "It's impossible to live even in self-isolation and to cure people if we do not continue economic activity." President Trump wants the United States to go back to work by Easter. Well, let's hope that we can do that. Last Thursday was Ag Day, but under current circumstances, it wasn't much of a celebration. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.